Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. If you needed proof that the government doesn't care about clean air, the government doesn't care about health, doesn't care about science or anything else that you want to believe, the government cares about itself, meaning the individuals in the government really only care about themselves, gaining power, control, staying in power, and pursuing their own self-interest. That's priority number one, regardless of what they tell you. In fact, whatever they tell you is just a tool to get you to vote for them in the future. So, and this, and I say this over and over and over again, because it's something that I've seen in my own life, but also I continue to see it in the world around me. But there's so many of these news stories that point in this direction. Here's one as an example from the New York Times. And this was recent, I believe, January 2nd. This was updated today, January 4th. Europe plans to say nuclear power and natural gas are now green investments. Go figure. I mean, what a shocking 180. It's amazing what happens when energy prices are tripling, quadrupling, quintupling, and all of a sudden you're put into a position where the voters are pissed. See, it's this balancing act that the politicians do. They're sitting there saying, okay, well, where's my highest probability of getting reelected? Is it to say that nuclear's bad? Okay, nuclear bad, 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 bad. But then all of a sudden prices go up, and now all of a sudden the scale tips to say, where the politicians look at it and say, okay, the highest probability is if I say nuclear is good. So over here, when prices are low, nuclear, bad, 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 bad. But when prices go up, oh, nuclear, good, 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 good. Well, what happened to the air is what I would ask these politicians or central planners. Did the air somehow get way, way better, like in the last 6 months? Or did nuclear somehow get way cleaner, or natural gas? I thought that was the way that we're going to destroy the earth was with these unclean energies. So how is it that they can go from being despised and these politicians and central planners claiming that this is going to be the catalyst to the end of humanity as we know it, to them saying, oh, well, actually, we're still for green energy. Oh, of course, of course. But we're just going to change the definition of green energy to include nuclear and natural gas. Come on. How can people not see these central planners and authoritarians for what they truly are? I mean, come on. And now they're just pissing off everybody, because if you are a greenie, let's say, if you're Greta, what's her name, Josh? Thunderbird. If you're Greta Thunderbird, I know that's not it, but we'll just call her Greta Thunderbird. She's got to look at this and she's pissed. She's probably looking at the European Union and the central planners and just, you know, getting that scowl face and saying, how dare you? How dare you? And then we're doing the exact same thing, laughing at them. So this is just, hopefully this sheds light on, you know, all the rebel capitalists already see right through the shenanigans, but hopefully this shows the Greta Thunderbirds of the world just how distrustful or dishonest or unethical these politicians that they're putting their full faith in actually are. And if they're, and if we can't trust them, if the greenies can't trust them to hold their ground with nuclear and natural gas, how can they trust them about anything else, including mandates, the cerveza sickness? And this is my point to all of those people that may have a completely different political view. And it's not, it has nothing to do with politics, really, because I'm not that political. In fact, I'm not political at all. I dislike both parties equally here in the United States. I'm just someone that stands up for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. Those are my politics right there. So I believe in the sovereignty of the individual. So all those people that have a different belief system, and you know who they are, let's say the typical CNN viewer, and I would say most of them are just uneducated to history, or they have a closed mind, or they're suffering from this mass formation psychosis that we talked about in the earlier video. But these people, I mean, have to be opening up their eyes as well as to how you just cannot trust the government. And if you can't trust them with changing the goalposts, let's say, on what you believe in as far as nuclear energy or natural gas, how on earth can you trust them into what foreign substance you should or should not inject into your five-year-old? They're the same people there. So hopefully the CNN viewers and the Greta Thunderbirds of the world will start to see these politicians for what they truly are. So the European Union has drawn up plans to classify some nuclear power and nat gas plants as green investments that can help Europe cut planet warming emissions. What? Okay, so now they're trying to make it sound as though they can have their cake and eat it too. When and this may be true. I mean, I'm not saying this isn't true, but what I am saying is that if you would have proposed this to the European Union 2019, they would have said that you're a science denier, that you're a climate change denier, and you're just someone selfish that wants to pollute the earth. And this is what these central planners would have said. But why all of a sudden the change of heart? Right? Did the data somehow change? No. The only thing that changed are energy prices and the people grabbing their pitches and torches and pitchforks. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. So this is what they're calling a landmark proposal that, if approved, could set off a resurgence of nuclear energy on the continent in coming decades. And listen, this is the direction they're going because they don't have a choice. I mean, this is what the Rick Rules, we've got to give him a huge hat tip, have been saying for, I mean, at least a couple years. That, and I remember the very first time I interviewed Rick Rule, this would have been at the beginning of 2020. He said, this was prior to the Cerveza sickness. He said that, listen, with nuclear, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Because with nuclear energy, people are going to have to make a decision as to, do they want to avoid this or do they want to turn on their lights when they flip the switch? Because that's really what we're talking about here. And sure enough, it's playing out exactly like he said. So the European Commission, so they just got bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy on top of bureaucracy, said it had begun consultations with the European Union countries on the proposal, which intended to provide common set of definitions. What constitutes a sustainable investment? Again, how can anybody put their trust in these individuals? That even what rules they come up with now will be something that has an objective of achieving something other than these people pursuing their own self-interest or capturing more power and control. The commission considers there is a role for natural gas and nuclear as a means to facilitate the transition towards a predominantly renewable renewable-based future. Where were these people a year ago? Why were they not saying this then? Did somehow, you know, what changed other than the prices? They would have no answer for this whatsoever. And this just proves my point. The proposal caps one of the most heated political battles in Europe at the time when its leaders have pledged to pull the planet back from the brink of climate catastrophe. That's not hyperbolic. It follows months of intense lobbying, pitting a pro-nuclear bloc led by President Emmanuel Macron of France, Europe's biggest atomic power producer, over objective. There you go. Again, it's these people have no principles, guys. Come on. They don't care about clean air. They really don't. I'm not saying that climate change isn't a problem. I'm saying these people don't care about it. What is he doing? He's pandering to his constituents. It's obvious. Over objections from Germany and other countries that are wary of the proliferation of nuclear power. Okay, so again, they're not wary on it. It's just that they're pandering to their constituents. It's their constituents that have been, that are wary of it. So the German leaders are just doing whatever they need to do to get reelected, to just keep that power control and gain more of it. Well, let's not kid ourselves, because this article is making it seem as though they're somehow principled, like Macron actually believes that atomic power is the future, and the German government actually believes that it's not. This has nothing to do with their belief system. A draft legal text circulated in Brussels over the weekend seeks to strike a middle ground. The proposal would deem nat gas and nuclear as transitional. Okay, so all they're doing now is they're just changing the definition from saying they're unclean energies to just saying that they're transitional. And somehow that's the air is supposed to acknowledge that. Right? Like all these people that are worried about the climate change, let's say the climate's getting warmer, right? This is going to be their argument. All of a sudden, that because they changed the definition, that the climate itself is going to be like, oh, whoa, 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 time out. I mean, we were going to heat up by 2 degrees this year because of nuclear and natural gas. But now we're not. We're not, because Brussels changed the definition, so of course we have to acknowledge that now natural gas and nuclear is transitional, then we'll go ahead and hold off on increasing the atmosphere by 2 degrees, as if Mother Nature or climate is going to adhere to their definition. I mean, this is just absolute nonsense. So then they have specific definitions and time frames and all these things, so that the politicians and the central planners can kind of walk that fine line where they can continue to pander to the greenies, but yet they can continue to do what is necessary so people don't go to the streets with pitchforks and torches. So this is really the main takeaway for the article, guys. And you can Google it, read more about it. But the bottom line here is that whatever your views are on the world or climate change, you have to see this as another proof, or as more proof, that these politicians don't care about what they're talking about. They don't have principles. They don't have morals. They don't have ethics. Their only objective, their only priority, is to usurp more power and control. That's it. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Always stand up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism, and we'll see you in the next video.